This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. With you in studio this evening, you've got Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
And Melanie wrote an excellent piece over at freekeen.com titled, Why I Should Move to New Hampshire, 1 Year in the Shire. And it's an excellent retrospective on Melanie's first year living here. Lived here mostly in Keene. You just moved to Manchester in search of, you've got a boyfriend out there, and also you're looking for some work, and moved to the big city. But you're still coming here once a week, and I appreciate that, because you're literally driving 3 hours round trip to come out and be on the radio with us. So you must like it.
Yeah.
And so I'm just going to jump into this here, because I think it's instructive to all the libertarians out there listening who've been sitting on the fence, who've been hearing us talk about liberty activists moving to New Hampshire en masse with thousands of people who've already come here. Thousands more are expected to come. There's multiple migrations happening here. There's the Free State Project, which has been very popular over the years. Also the Shire Society as well. And just other people who aren't joiners. They just want to come and, you know, just be with other people who get freedom. What's it really like? Is it really as good as we've said that it is? And, well, Mark, you and I, we've been here for more than a decade now, but it is always interesting to get the experiences of somebody who's pretty fresh to the community up here.
Sure, and wherever you've moved from is different than where I moved from.
So here it is. She writes, I moved to New Hampshire a year ago today. I hated Louisiana, and I wanted to be around anarchists. I can't and won't tell you to move to New Hampshire because I don't know you. I don't know your life. But I will tell you that moving to New Hampshire is the best decision I ever made, and that it has done the following things for me. Now, to be able to say that it's the best decision you've ever made is a pretty ringing endorsement of what we've got going on up here.
I mean, my track record of decisions might not be a fair comparison. I have a graduate degree I can't use.
Refuse to use.
You could become an attorney if you wanted to.
If I threw a couple grand at it, I mean...
Give me a business proposal in the law office you intend to open. Let's talk about that couple of grand. Let's go.
Ooh.
I mean, it's not about you not being able to do it. It's about you refusing. I've even made this offer to you before, young lady.
Now you're calling her out on the air. Damn, I didn't even know about that offer.
I mean, it's ridiculous. The lady's got a law degree. She doesn't use it.
Hmm. Yeah, we could use more libertarian attorneys, although I understand the reticence to want to become an attorney, because then you essentially have to swear allegiance to the court system.
Well, there's this thing called defensive lying. There's this thing. I mean, and then I would have to look at the New Hampshire oath and see what it actually says. Louisiana one, I was a minarchist at the time, but I had to take it to have a temporary license as a student attorney.
Hmm.
And there was something in there that I thought was a technicality. I don't know. But
so defensive lying would be the idea of...
defensive lying is when the cop asks you... why you think he pulled you over, and you say, I don't know.
Well, you're not obligated to answer.
I was hoping you'd tell me in the next breath, officer.
So let me go on here. She says, there's anarchists everywhere. By no means is a majority of the population anarchist, and people who come here, or anywhere for that matter, expecting an anarchist utopia, are very silly.
You just love to throw that word around.
Before I visit,
which one?
That's how she describes herself, as an anarchist.
I'm sure there's plenty of people.
If you like the word voluntarist better than... replace it with that in your mind.
She says, before I visited New Hampshire, I had met 2 anarchists, and both of them were only there for school. The overwhelming majority of people I've ever met in the South, I presume you mean, were either socialist...
Well, that's the only place I had ever been
right
before I came here.
...were either socialist or completely fascist. After a while, hanging out with people who want to kill, rob, and cage you gets to be intolerable, and only having human contact online just isn't the same. As far as I've been able to tell, New Hampshire has the highest number of anarchists anywhere on Earth. anytime I want to, I can be around anarchists because there are people here who do not want to kill, rob, or cage me. And that's absolutely true. You can surround yourself with as many anarchists as you want to, or voluntarists, or libertarians. And as you point out here in a moment, there are so many of them here that you don't even like them all. Like, where we lived in Florida, there were some libertarians, but, you know, they weren't all the greatest people, but they were all you had.
But if that was, like, if there's only one car on Earth, and that car really sucks and breaks down once a week,
you still gotta drive it.
But it's still, like, really awesome that you have a car, so you're like, this, like, you know, but if there's an entire lot, you're like, well, this car is good, I'll just go get a different one.
Right, and so it's that way here. She says expecting perfection is silly. Not everyone gets along, and not everyone's a good guy, which just means there are so many anarchists here that you can pick the ones you like. Not everyone that I hang out with agrees with me on every detail of philosophy, but they don't actively advocate for policies that would aggress against me, so we're cool.
Well, or against anyone. Because even if you're not advocating a policy that would aggress against me, that's not okay. So they're not advocating policies.
Any aggression.
That would
period.
Aggress, yes.
That's true. There are philosophical discussions in real life here. Most people who do not agree with me on every obscure, or excuse me, most people do not agree with me on every obscure detail of the non-aggression principle. I was well prepared for that before I came up here. It seems to me that catches many people by surprise, but I was aware that many of my philosophical positions are marginal, but there are enough people willing to discuss them to keep me entertained. You can get some level of this online, but people tend to be more open in real life. I find it highly unlikely that I'm right about everything. I just don't know what I'm wrong about. So if I'm around people who agree with me on the non-aggression principle and are willing to have intelligent discussions, I might find some places where I'm wrong. When I was stuck with nothing but people who thought that taxation is voluntary, I had no chance of advancing my own understanding.
Right. If you're an echo chamber, you're never going to hear anything new.
But some people say that this is an echo chamber, Mark, that you're all just about around a bunch of libertarians and you're not actually...
They're welcome to participate in whatever discussions we're having. I categorically and generally reject the notion that I live in an echo chamber. I get on the radio at this point 6 nights a week with the phone lines open. I give them so often that I give them in my sleep.
Yeah.
And you tell me I live in an echo chamber?
Oh, people argue with me. Anytime I go around, pretty much any other libertarian people argue with me over libertarian-related things. I think I can count on... And then they still don't even agree with me on everything. There are very few people who agree with me philosophically completely. There might not be a single one who is like 100% completely.
Mm-hmm.
I know that I'm kind of marginal, I said that, but regardless of where you are, there's enough of people who disagree with you on the obscure things that if you want to have these discussions, you can.
You can go off into the weeds for as long as you want to with some of these discussions.
You can find somebody who will disagree with you on something.
Yeah.
Absolutely true. And I think you pointed out, there's a big difference between having a discussion with somebody in real life versus on Facebook or some other online medium, because as you've seen a million times in whatever conversations are happening online, the person who you're disagreeing with just ignores your points, makes their points, and, you know, there's just this round-robin, you know, circular arguments that just go on, and they never really go anywhere. Nobody ever convinces anyone of anything.
But I've had good conversations online, and, I mean, my entire conversion happened online, so I'm not, there's nothing wrong with online conversations, but
they're inferior to real life.
They're inferior in every way. Melanie, I would say that you are special in the fact that somebody who gets into law is going to stick to the facts. They're going to, care about rhetorical arguments. They're going to care about the rules of debate. They're going to care about these things.
Right.
When you talk to somebody online, they switch the topic up. They don't answer. They're trying every trick in the book.
I tell people that if I hadn't have been so thorough, I would have converted years before I did, and I think that that's true. Because there was a long time when I wanted to be an anarchist, but it didn't quite make sense, so I wasn't going to be one until it made sense. And there was like a year or two where I was telling people that I was an anarchist with regard to the United States, because I knew that the United States inherently committed aggression, but I couldn't say that about countries per se.
We're going to continue this here in moments, and you can join us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Melanie's first year in New Hampshire. She's got a great retrospective up right now over at freekeen.com. Check that out. Share that with your libertarian friends, too, because they are going to be looking for an answer after this election burns them out. What do you do next? Do you wait 4 years and try again, or do you do something that is actually working?
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-929-5733. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-929-5733. 1-800-929-5733.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free to join us. us here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Should libertarians continue banging their head against the proverbial brick wall and try again after 4 years the same stuff they've been trying every 4 years? Or should they try something new and actually concentrate their efforts into one geographic area where we could actually win some elections? And we actually are winning elections. Libertarians in New Hampshire are being elected as Republicans and Democrats, which I think is particularly funny because one of my complaints about the Libertarian Party over the years was that they were infiltrated by outsiders, by people who want to take over the Libertarian Party. Well, guess what? That same thing is happening here in New Hampshire, but in reverse, where Libertarians are infiltrating the Democratic and Republican parties, and they don't like it very much, let me tell you that. The party long-timers, the people that are in the status quo, are mad as hell about the libertarian infiltration. In fact, there's even a website called Free State Project Watch that is trying to out the various libertarians who are running as Republicans and Democrats, and it actually sort of serves as a voter's guide. So if you want to know who the best candidates to vote for, just go to Free State Project Watch and take a look at their list. They've done a fair amount of research and have actually, you know, done a pretty good job of determining who are the most principled, liberty-minded people that, of course, they consider to be a complete enemy to the state, and that's what I want to vote for. So they've done a good job of that. We've really made an impact here. You know, in most places, libertarian candidates get ignored by the media. They don't get talked to at all. They don't get interviewed. They don't get any attention at all. They are, you know, the system works against them in every possible way. Of course, look at the debates, for instance, locking out Gary Johnson and Jill Stein, for instance. And that's just yet another example of just a long line of a system that is built against libertarians. If we can concentrate our people in one place, we can win. It is happening. I'm not talking about some pie-in-the-sky idea. It was an idea in the past, and now it's a reality with liberty-minded people moving physically to this landmass known as New Hampshire.
So I was, Melanie may not entirely agree with this assertion, but she may. So I was thinking and talking to my wife today about this. I'm a delegate to the state convention for the Republican Party. I failed to make it this last go around, but I have been there two times before.
Meaning you were a delegate that you didn't physically go to the convention.
That's right. I got elected, but they don't tell you when it's going to be, and I happen to be out of town, and there was nothing I could do. You get 3 or 4 days warning. Really, not very very much.
Jeez.
It's just poorly organized. So when I go
ripe for a takeover.
When I go there, there's the maximum number of delegates you can have are every state rep that is a Republican is a delegate.
Okay.
So
call a couple hundred.
250.
Yeah.
Being generous.
Because we have 400 state reps in New Hampshire.
Right. And then there's an equal amount of delegates for every potential state rep. So there's 400 delegates. There are 400 delegate positions plus 250. So 650 people are, you know, Republican delegates to the state convention maximum. Some of them don't make it. And when I go there, there's some people that cannot vote that are there. But I'm just guessing. Let me know if I'm crazy here. But I'm going to say that that's about the sum total of Republican activists in the state of New Hampshire.
I can't imagine it's more than 1,000.
Well, I would say that, you know, that's probably generous.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 500,
mm-hmm.
because I don't think there's that many more that are activists that didn't manage to make it to the state convention.
Yeah.
And didn't get elected as a delegate, because I've gotten elected as a delegate. No one's ever run against me. This is my third go-round.
And you're a felon.
And I'm a felon. So there you go. That gives you some clue as to how easy it is to get elected as a delegate. So call it 500. Now, of those 500... Now, I'm going to assume that there's as many Democrats on the same side, right? That there's 500 Democrat activists, too.
Okay.
Now, I would also warn you that a good portion of those Republican delegates are libertarians. They're the Free Staters. I can recognize them. I know what they look like. I don't go and talk to every one of them or anything like that.
Right.
If they want to chit-chat, I'm happy to talk. There's no way I'm hiding. But if they want to hide, I don't go and blow
their
cover.
You don't out them. Yeah.
So let's just assume that there's 500 Republican, there's 500 Democrat activists, say, call it 400 Republican activists, and I don't know how many libertarian activists there are, but all you need is 400 or 500 working within the political system at a given time to essentially be a player, player in the state of New Hampshire. And that's it.
That's doable. We've got more than that.
It's practically been done, but the more people that come, the more it makes a difference. And the more that are here, these lazy, shiftless free staters that have moved to the state to sleep in piles in Manchester and do drugs at wherever, you know, those folks, if a couple of them could, I don't know, wipe the sleep out of their eyes before noon and, you know, show up to some events and get some stuff done, man, it could really be a game changer.
Well, it will be. I mean, we just have to get more people here. The fact is, if you move 1,000 people, you're only really going to get like 100 decent activists out of it. So that's why we need to have tens of thousands of libertarians moving here so we can get hundreds of really killer activists. And we've got some of the best in the world here already. We're sharing with you a blog post by Melanie. We're going to get back into that about her first year living here and experiencing what it's like to be around the highest concentration of libertarians, voluntarists, anarchists that you could possibly experience in the world. But first, we go to David in New Mexico on via Skype. Go ahead, David. Hello, David. David in New Mexico. We've been having some difficulties with his calls. He might want to check his setup there. I'll be sure to screen him from now on. Anyway, let's go on. She writes, Melanie, who's here in our studio, writes, when I'm surrounded by people who believe that it's perfectly moral to steal 40% of everyone's stuff, it's really easy for me to feel morally superior and not improve on myself. Statists are not going to challenge you. Some of them are going to ask sincere questions. Some of them are going to insult you. But only other anarchists are going to challenge you because only other anarchists are starting from the same premise. I spoke and thought in statist terms, and that was not going to be corrected by statists. I can refer to things by their proper terms, Federal Reserve notes, gang members, income before theft, etc. Though sometimes I have to interact with the general population and use statist terms, I'm healthier for being able to state things as they are on a regular basis. Ian, that's me, has helped me realize that I was referring to the United States federal government as we. Fully mentally separating that entity from myself is not only accurate, it is healthier. There's social pressure to do something to advance the cause of liberty. My reasoning and beliefs are constantly challenged. Meaning here in New Hampshire, as compared to Louisiana, where you're from, where everyone you knew was a government-loving, you know, sycophant, basically. And it's a completely different story up here. She goes on, she says, I was always rather annoyed at the concept of a community. I knew it as some group of people who told you what to do, demanded that you pay for their children.
It doesn't sound entirely inaccurate.
And offered nothing in return. There is a good community in New Hampshire. People will help each other instead of just consistently demanding things. It's more two-sided or several thousand-sided than it is one-sided. And she says, well, she'll go on to talk about a major change in her personal life after having moved up here as well. It's a great article. You can get it for yourself in full over at freekeen.com. We'll also continue with your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. No joke, this really is the best place for libertarians. It's Free Talk Live.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing.
See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be command for your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't going to sit well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 tall revere.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You may dial toll free here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. And there's been huge news in the world of ride sharing within the last couple of weeks, and that is that, well, finally, there's a truly decentralized, or at least the most decentralized. Some would argue that Cell 411 is still centralized because they have a central server somewhere that's, you know, hosting Cell 411.
Somebody would argue that, yeah.
But it is more decentralized than any other ride-sharing option. Cell 411 allows you to download an app for free, install it, and then start doing ride-sharing. There's no application process. There's no, you've got to jump through background check hoops. You've got to have insurance. I mean, insurance is a good idea. You probably should have it.
You should have
but
it.
But nobody's checking you on those things with Cell 411. Cell 411 allows a driver to set their own rates, which really is special because if you look at Uber and Lyft and some of the other centralized ride-sharing corporations, they're the ones who decide what the ride will cost. They're the ones who decide what percentage the driver gets from the amount that Uber or Lyft charges. They also decide what method of payment is acceptable. So far, all they take is credit card in the United States. I heard Uber started taking Bitcoin in Argentina after a credit card provider shut them down or something like that. But for the most part, it's only credit card. But with Cell 411, you get to decide as the driver. You set your own rates. You decide when you want to drive. And you get to decide what payment methods you accept. So you want to take cryptocurrency like Bitcoin? No problem. You want to take credit cards? You can do that if you have the ability. Cash, barter, silver, You get to decide with Cell 411. So it's got the ability to hook you up with people who want rides in your area. So if you're a rider, you can get rides here. And you know, obviously, the more populated your area is, the more likely there's going to be more Cell 411 users. But get the word out about Cell 411. Spread the word that ride sharing is now free market, and you don't have to ask anyone's permission to get involved. That's the amazing thing they've done here.
You know, I think the activism assignment for the week ought to be, go out and try to use Cell 411, because this is, you know, this is truly groundbreaking. It's easy to use, and frankly, if we don't get active, things are going to stay the same.
So head over to getcell411.com. You download it there. It's also available through your Apple or Android app stores. And it's also a great emergency services app, meaning that it's a decentralized emergency alert app, meaning you can send a notice out to your friends or family members or neighbors to let them know when something bad's happening in your life as well. And that's what Cell 411 was originally designed for, and they've added ride sharing to it. It's really a killer app. Highly recommended. Getcell411.com. As we go to Jess in Chicago, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Jess.
Thanks. Melanie should write up a business plan of how she could make money with her law degree, take markup on his offer, figure out, make enough money to pay him back, support yourself, you know, pay your expenses, and then also put away some money too. And then that amount would increase when you paid Mark back. You possibly, he might accept, instead of interest, he might accept some legal help in addition to the original principal back. That's a thought. And, let's see. And also, while you're doing all this, you could figure out how you could do some good for the cause, you know, and just as you're able to afford that. Because, you know, take it from somebody who's been on his own and trying to make it at, you know, his craft. If you can, you'll regret not having to do this later if you don't do it now.
Melanie?
Yeah, I...
She knows. I'm just... Go ahead.
I appreciate that people are trying to help me, especially Mark. I mean, that's like some serious, like, Charles Dickens stuff. But,
I haven't tortured any orphans. You know that, right?
Was Charles Dickens
into that? Not
that
book, the other book. Okay. No. Great Expectations.
Okay.
But,
I tried to get in, tried to read it twice and didn't get back. This is where I, Great Expectations caused me to develop my 51-page rule. If a book, when I get to page 51, stinks, I close it and I put it away.
Interesting.
And that I Great Expectations just was that awful. Go ahead.
And I understand the reasoning there, but there's... I have a Facebook note entitled Why I'm Not Going to Law School.
I haven't read it.
And if anybody who is interested, my stuff's public. So if I planned on having a 30 to 40, however long would make me till I'm dead, whatever it is, however many decades that is, career, that would be what I would do, and that would make sense. But I do intend to at some point have a family, so I understand that going to law school was a mistake. I should not have done that. But sunk cost principle.
The sunk cost fallacy, right?
Yeah, sunk cost fallacy. The fact that I blew so much more money on that than I should have does not mean that it's a good idea to keep blowing money on it.
Yeah, especially if you don't feel like you're going to be happy doing that thing. Jess, your response? Go ahead.
Thanks. Well, I'm just saying, didn't you already go to law school now, or didn't you already get the degree and stuff, or what?
I have a degree. I do not have a license.
Well, okay, that's what I'm saying. You've done most of the work. You've actually done the work. And, you know, it could be a thing where you could help your family, because when you have a family, you know, it'll be really great, especially you could have, like, some people work out of their homes with certain things, and that may be a possible.
Right, and people always bring that up, and they act as if because I'm doing work in a house instead of in an office that I'm not doing work somehow, and that's not really how that works. Like, if I'm going to decide to be a mother, then I'm going to do that, and I can't do that and run a law office without neglecting one thing, the other, or both. And if... And at some point in the future, there is a case that I really feel like I need to take. One awesome thing about New Hampshire, or less oppressive thing about New Hampshire, is that you don't need a license to take a case as long as you're not taking cases on a regular basis, whatever that means. So if my child did catch a charge or something and I felt like I was the best person to represent them, which, by the way, is highly unlikely, that's almost always a bad idea, then I could do it without having a license.
Jess, thanks for your call.
Okay,
go ahead.
I was trying to look up her. I was trying to look up her Facebook thing. Why I'm not going to law school? Is that what it's titled?
I don't remember the exact phrasing, but it's something to the effect of why I'm not getting a law license. My name is Melanie Johnson. I have my real name on my Facebook page, and my Facebook page is public.
There you go, Jess. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Let's go to David in New Mexico on the phone lines now. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, Skype still continues to not work, so if any of you tech-savvy people have any good ideas as to why I can hear you but you can't hear me, let me know.
Yeah, I sent you some notes over there, so check that out. Go ahead with your thoughts.
On the topic you're talking about, actually, they're part of it anyway, and under the category of the FBI director here having said that New Mexico is the most corrupt state in the union, and talking about law schools, which I consider to be corrupt as well, and part of the problem, and on the eve of election, where we have two of the judges that caused me problems up for election tomorrow, a Michael Veal for Supreme Court, and M. Monica Zamora trying to retain her seat on the Court of Appeals, and you got Melanie there that knows more law than the rest of us, presumably. I wanted to discuss a couple of particular issues that happened to me in the courtroom or in legal process that might save other people some headaches if they hear some of it. So here, one situation is in one courtroom, this is over my children, an unlawful, I allege, taking of my children. Based on what evidence, it was a letter written from some women at a community. It was a child exchange facility, supervised visits and exchanges. And they basically said, you know, this guy's a weirdo, sent that, you know, this guy's a weirdo letter to the judge and called her up on the phone. And then based on that phone call and that letter, the judge should cut off contact between me and my children. And so what, Melanie, what legal things come to mind there? Obviously, there's way more to the story, but just based on that, what comes to your mind?
Hold that thought, David. Melanie is not an attorney. She cannot give legal advice, but she might have an opinion or some thoughts. We'll see.
Not you want disruption? You got disruption. Cell 411, the world's most disruptive and empowering app, knows you want ride sharing with payment options for cash, Bitcoin, silver and barter, as well as credit cards. And they know you want more than promises. Cell 411 delivers. The same great emergency management app, now with ride sharing. Freedom to travel is a right. You don't need big business telling you how to do it and taking fees. Go to the App Store now and download Cell 411 and get riding.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We use
cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring us anything you want. Our toll free number is 855-453. It's 855-450-3733. And Skype username is lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
And don't forget, you can get interactive with us over at freetalklive.com. We've got an AMP program that one of our callers mentioned earlier. You can join the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com for $5 a month, and that gets you perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, as well as the AMP-only podcast, the AMP-only Facebook group, and more. You can get all the details at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and the idea is that $5 that we get from you will be invested into Free Talk Live so we can get on more radio stations around the country and bring new Internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the idea of freedom. And again, you get those perks too. So you can sign up with any major credit card through PayPal. You can also use Visa, MasterCard, and Bitcoin right there on our website at amp.freetalklive.com. So we go back to David in New Mexico. David, you've been having you had difficulty in the court system, as many men and some women have had in the family courts, having basically been screwed over by judges. At least that's your side of the story. Clearly, we haven't heard the other.
A lot of men with that side of the story.
Yeah, we haven't heard the other side of the story. But you were asking Melanie, who did go to school, she did go to law school, for her thoughts about essentially a judge issuing an ex parte order, which is, the idea that a judge can issue an order outside of both parties having input into that order. And you would ask Melanie for her thoughts on that. Now, obviously, Melanie, you're not a licensed attorney. You just went to law school, so you can't legally give advice.
Not outside of New Hampshire, I can't. And I really don't have any qualifications in family law anyway. My experience is in criminal defense. I have some experience in civil rights cases. I am not, whether or not it's legal or not, I have no competence in family law.
Right. Yeah. I would allege that this really has less to do with family law and more to do with, civil rights. Because if you're going to
Wait. Okay. So I understand that anything the government does to you is, from a moral standpoint, a civil rights case. But there is an area of law called civil rights law, and that's not this.
Yeah, got it. So it will, let me rephrase then. In the course of dealing in family court, in family law, my civil rights were violated. Does that sound better?
It doesn't make a legal difference.
Yeah, okay. Well, anyway, so I'll just make a statement. I'll own the statement that in the course of dealing with family court, my civil rights were violated, and they were violated where in a situation where there was a taking. It really doesn't matter that it was children unless somebody knows any special law that allows you to take
children. Well, because children aren't typically considered property, so it wouldn't really be a taking from a legal standpoint. And I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm not saying that horrible things did not happen to you. I'm just saying I don't have any competence in this area of law. Whether or not you think it should be a different area of law really is kind of irrelevant. It is the area of law that it is, and I'm not competent in it.
David, thanks for the call tonight. The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. It's just tragic. You hear so many stories, and you know, David has, obviously, it's harsh. I mean, he's lost his kids or whatever.
I can't imagine anything worse.
Yeah, that's a terrible situation.
Yeah, and it sucks, and lots of things suck. If somebody called in and said they had a brain tumor, like, that sucks, but that doesn't mean that there's anything meaningful useful that I can say to them because I don't have any experience in that.
Yeah, happens to us too.
My solution is get a vasectomy so it doesn't happen again. I mean, that's one of the reasons why I got a vasectomy is because I've heard enough of these damn
stories.
Well,
and I don't know if we were clear on whether his wife was taking the kids or whether the state was taking the kids. If it's between him and his wife, then that's a, you know, make better decisions issue. If it's between him and the state, if like CPS or something is coming in, then that's a libertarian issue. It just isn't one that I have anything useful to give advice on.
Well, you did have a lot of useful suggestions on your blog post over at freekeen.com entitled Why I Should Move to New Hampshire, 1 Year in the Shire, where you're talking about how there's an incredible community of liberty-minded people here in New Hampshire because of the active migrations of libertarians, voluntarists, and anarchists who are picking up their lives, picking up their families, and encouraging their friends to come up here and get active to achieve liberty in our lifetime. You also had some tremendous personal life success since you've been here. You said that you're now in a relationship in your blog post. You said that would not have happened to you in Louisiana.
You weren't going to be in a relationship in Louisiana?
She says, a good friend of mine told me
that he
doesn't think that I would be happy with anyone who isn't an anarchist. And he's right. There are no anarchists in Louisiana.
Oh, I see.
And there aren't many anywhere other than New Hampshire. In 11 years, I was unable to find anyone. It took me about 8 months in New Hampshire to find someone who's an anarchist, agrees with me on all of my marginal positions, meets all of my
other... Somebody
agrees
with you on your marginal positions?
Yes.
God, that's crazy.
Except he's a Christian. Well, I don't know if that's a marginal
pretty major position.
Related to the NAP. So
right.
He agrees with me on...
the non-aggression principle.
Proportionality and defensive force against state agents and all that other stuff that everyone thinks I'm crazy for.
He meets all your unrelated criteria and actually cares about me. What is unrelated criteria? Like he's handsome? That kind of thing?
Well, I guess that would be an example, but...
Okay.
Criteria that have nothing to do with the NAP, so...
The non-aggression principle.
Just, you know, someone who also wants kids, someone who is what I call morally conservative,
okay.
Stuff like that, stuff that has nothing to do with the NAP.
And he actually cares about you. I would have settled, she writes, for someone who isn't philosophically pure, but he's as close to perfect as humans come. My life...
I want to point out that I put philosophically pure in quotation marks.
Okay, fair enough. My life is awesome, she says, and I think that's great. That's fantastic. I don't encrypt everything you say, but as much as I thought I didn't care, as much as I enjoy making posts directed to the NSA, I do act differently when I know I'm not being watched. There are people who are willing to use encryption, like Signal, here in New Hampshire. I find that even if I'm not talking about something illegal, embarrassing, or sensitive, that I'm more open when I know I'm not being watched by a third party. I don't worry about how something might sound or potentially be twisted to a gang member with a badge when I'm using encryption like I do when I'm on an open line, and my conversations are more real when the feds aren't involved. So I take it you didn't have any encrypted conversations with anyone when you were
No.
in Louisiana. Finally, or not quite finally, but close. Cops are evil, you say, and the government is evil. But the cops and laws generally in New Hampshire are substantially less oppressive than what I'm used to dealing with. For the most part, the gangs seem to follow their own rules, at least, and that helps with planning and decision-making. People have done things that I'm convinced would get them arrested at best in most other places. People film police regularly, without incident. There are courts who have stopped bothering to say, "All rise," because on some days, nobody does. For most people, theft will be less. There is no state income theft for individuals. There's no sales theft for groceries and general merchandise. I opened a business without having to get any pieces of paper. Car insurance isn't theft, but the rates are much lower here because insurance companies know that it's not legally required in New Hampshire.
Even though it is much lower than it was in Florida.
It was shockingly a huge drop, like $200 a year.
Car registration's higher here, though, because they choose to base your registration on the value of the car, so it drives up the price.
Just
Florida.
Don't change your registration. Keep paying the state you lived in.
That's good advice.
If you can. That's a suggestion. Even the non-anarchists are, for the most part, pleasant to be around. People have been nothing but nice. My car stalled in the middle of the road once. I have anarchist stickers on the back of my car, but still, several people came to help me. People who I've interacted with present as rational and intelligent. There are people who hate our beliefs, and therefore us, but as the group, the people are decent, rational, and nice. There's very little crime in New Hampshire. And finally, you say, you calm down. It is stressful living under a highly oppressive gang and being around nothing but people who support it. I don't care about freedom any less, and I don't hate the oppressors any less. But since moving here, I hate the government. I'm not angry at it. I don't spend every day stressed about what the state is going to do. I don't have to see as much aggression on a daily basis, and I'm surrounded by people that I can vent to. It's still a fight, but I'm no longer fighting alone. Wow. I really liked it. I thought it was fantastic.
Well, I
Mark,
think a lot of people,
you've been here a decade. What do you think about
I think a lot of people move to New Hampshire and they begin to decompress.
Yes.
It can be very difficult to be, you know, have these ideas, whatever they might be. I wouldn't call myself an anarchist and use it over and over and over and over and over and over again, as Melanie did in this article. But I, nonetheless.
Well, you're not signaling to the same group of people.
It's true. I am not signaling to the same group of people. Absolutely. But I've got to say that I do feel differently when I'm, you know, in other states. I know that I'm surrounded here, and I can choose to surround myself. I can choose to surround myself with people, avoid libertarians at all costs if that's what I wish to do. But at the same time, I can do business with basically nothing but libertarians.
The election's almost over. Libertarians, start planning your move to New Hampshire now because you're spinning your wheels where you are. And if you don't agree with that, we'd love to hear from you. Well, I would love to hear about some libertarian success stories outside of New Hampshire, if there are any, coming up on Wednesday. We'll see you tomorrow for the election night edition of Free Talk Live. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cartovite. Cartovite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cartovite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.